Hi, this is Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you our next wealth mentoring topic. Investment risks rooted in human behaviour. The question I'd like to ask you is, are you a portfolio manager or a human behaviour manager? A statement I've been making to many people for the last 10 years is, investment markets cannot be controlled, but how you manage your reaction to them can be. Generally, for most investors, the reason that they obtain returns which are on average 6% lower than market returns is because of their behaviour. Investors generally make poor investment decisions because of their reactions to events and also to their own life circumstances. This can be because they do not know who they are or how to manage their emotional impulses, which are driven from how they are wired to behave. I really want to emphasise that successful investing is also about managing your behaviour. If you are an advisor, it is about predicting and managing your client's behaviour and also managing your own behaviour. So when you talk about managing investment risk, what are you really talking about is managing both human behaviour and the market risks. This is fundamental to the value proposition for obtaining advice from an advisor. Clearly, it is important that the advisor also has a high degree of financial emotional intelligence. Traditionally, when risk is talked about in investing, everyone talks about market risks and to some degree investor risk tolerance. The reality is that there are so many more risks which need to be addressed, which all have an impact on the investment decisions made. These additional risks are behavioural. To make the point, I've prepared the following table which highlights many of the investment impact risks that can influence investment decisions and ultimately the investment returns a person achieves. This is what needs to be managed. So in my table of investment impact risks, the first part is investor behaviour. So a summary of the investor behaviour risks would include low self-understanding, emotions, speculative euphoria, fear or greed, panicky capitulation, depression or optimism, money memories, financial illiteracy, learning styles, stupidity, lack of patience, procrastination, poor discipline, relationships, and lack of clarity or life goals. Then in the advisor list is the same as the investor's list, but also add to that the advisor's bias, poor investment analysis, failure to listen, overselling performance, conflicts of interest, poor communication, lack of investment discipline, the advisor's ethics and values, and then also the advisor's business and life instability. Compare these behaviours of the investor and advisor, which are all risks, against a more limited list for the market risks. The market risks can include volatility, liquidity or lack thereof, interest rates, currency, economy, regulatory and political. So in the end, there is a very strong case for every person to have behavioural guidance from an advisor, no matter how knowledgeable or experienced they are with investments. The behavioural guide, or what we call a wealth mentor, needs to have a true understanding of a person's financial DNA, which is their financial behavioural style. The financial DNA is shaped from genetics, early life experiences, and then overall life experiences, values and education. At a broad level, the behavioural information that needs to be discovered is in the following categories of information, as they all impact the investment decisions made in some way. The financial DNA profiles uncover a person's natural behaviour, their financial preferences, their communication style, the environment that they've come from and their experiences which influence the money memories, their life purpose which influences the goals, their values and passions which influence a lot of life choices, and their needs and wants. The reason we advocate that investors and advisors who are the behavioural guides complete behavioural profiles early in the advisory process is because they provide objective and measurable insights into the complete financial behavioural style on a holistic basis. With a good behavioural profile, not only is the risk tolerance discovered, but also completely who the person is at a much deeper level than what any normal person can reliably do on their own. You truly get below the surface. Remember, no matter how evolved you are personally, we all have blind spots and biases. Very often clients eat the behaviour of the advisor, so the advisory process becomes dangerous if the advisor is not aware of his or her blind spots. Whichever angle you come from, they all lead to the point that investment risks are rooted in human behaviour.